In the name of Jesus, amen. It's all about the presence of Christ, isn't it? So his promise, I will be with you, are words that mean everything to us. For even as the baptized children of God, we are not spared from adversities that may happen to these bodies. We're not spared from all kinds of evil thoughts that may assault and hurt our souls. We're not spared from doubts and serious weaknesses. We're not promised that our baptismal life will be a trouble-free, pain-free, cross-free road. In fact, it could be just the opposite. But we're promised that it will be a blessed road. And what that means is he will be with us. His presence will make it blessed. Lent is so important for the faithful as a time that helps us to see and own up to our dependence. It's a reality that makes us hunger for repentance. Ignore all of the slick worldly formulas that almost suffocate us with one plan after another to make us strong, us self-sufficient, us independent. As if then all will be well. No, we know otherwise. We know we are in need. We cannot go it on our own. We are dependent, and we're not ashamed of it. It is a good place for us to be, and Lent brings us there. For we're brought to our knees. And that is a place where he fills us with himself in many ways. Now, what does this have to do with today's reading? God said to Moses, I have seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So Moses, now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And then our faithful God said to Moses, I will be with you. Do you think Moses welcomed his new assignment? His call? Well, think again. He knew it was fraught with nothing but trouble and severe crosses. He was made very aware of his dependence, and that dependence was met immediately with the presence that mattered most. In these end times before call day, many of you are thinking about being sent by God to a place that only he knows. So it is timely in this Lenten time for you to be thinking about dependence, to be thinking about who you are in relation to who he is. To be thinking about his promised presence with you and in you always. For wherever you are sent, it is the great I Am who brought you there to bring his presence to a people in need. to show them their need and then to give them Christ through all the means he has promised to be with them. Sounds simple. Yet it's totally impossible if you go out thinking you can do it. I'm reminded of Luther's amazing hymnic stanza where he says, "With might of ours cannot be done." Soon were our loss affected, but for us fights the valiant one whom Christ, who God himself elected. Ask ye who it is? Jesus Christ it is. Now such dependence on our part is not weakness. Far from it. It is rather strength of the highest order. For we realize we cannot do it, and we cling to the one who can, to the one who fought for us and won the battle. Oh, it's true we're still very much in the battle, but the ultimate battle has been won. And it's true that the warfare continues without ceasing, but the outcome is sure. And the most important promise that I will be with you is ever present, making our road, whatever it may be, a blessed road. Therefore, I implore you to let Lent bring you to true dependence and repentance. Listen to one of the most important prayers ever given to the church. It is by Martin Luther, and it appears in his order for holy baptism. And it will appear in the new hymnal. It is called the Flood Prayer. Here we hear about the great I Am who was and is to come for us. Listen. Almighty eternal God, who according to thy righteous judgment did condemn the unbelieving world through the flood, and in thy great mercy didst preserve believing Noah and his family, and who didst drown hard-hearted Pharaoh with all his host in the Red Sea, and didst lead the people Israel through the same on dry ground, thereby prefiguring this bath of thy baptism, and who through the baptism of thy dear child, our Lord Jesus Christ, has consecrated and set apart the Jordan and all water as a salutary flood and a rich and full washing away of sins. We pray that through the same, thy boundless mercy wilt graciously behold this child and bless them with true faith. It's all about his presence, isn't it? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.